Hey everyone, and welcome back to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm your host, Sophia. And today's episode is not about some perfect trade, or a six-figure win, or one of those YouTube hype stories where someone flips $100 into a Ferrari. No, today is about the real side of trading, the one that rarely gets posted on Instagram. We're diving deep into the story of a trader who blew up her account, completely wiped it out, and instead of walking away, she came back smarter, stronger, and more disciplined than ever. This is one of the most honest and powerful investing success stories I've ever heard, and I'm thrilled to share it with you. My guest is Samantha Tran, a former marketing executive who transitioned into full-time trading, learned the hard way, and is now building sustainable success. Let's get into it. So, Samantha's story starts like many others during the pandemic. She was working full-time in marketing, a high-stress job she didn't love, and like a lot of folks stuck at home, she started trading with a small Robinhood account. Just $5,000 to start, mostly swing trading tech stocks based on Reddit threads and YouTube videos. And guess what? She doubled it in 3 months. Samantha told me, "I thought I cracked the code. I was making trades on Tesla, some biotech names, and the market was just rewarding everything. I mistook luck for skill." That false sense of invincibility is where things started to go sideways. She added more of her savings. Her account grew to $40,000. She started day trading options. No stop losses. No risk cap. Just vibes. At that point, she thought she had it figured out. She was envisioning quitting her job, trading full-time from the beach, all that. And then the crash came. Let me paint the picture for you. It was a Friday. Samantha was heavy into weekly options on a biotech company that had FDA news pending. She expected a pop. Instead, the company dropped 20% on bad news. She panicked. She averaged down, then flipped into puts way too late. Trying to recover losses, she made impulse trades. It was full-blown revenge trading. Within 10 trading days, she lost everything. The whole $40,000. Here's what she told me. "It was like watching your self-worth burn in slow motion. I felt stupid, ashamed, and honestly, addicted. I didn't tell anyone. I went completely silent for months." Now let that sit with you. This wasn't just a financial loss. It was emotional, psychological, spiritual almost. A lot of us know what it feels like to lose, maybe not that much, but enough to make you question everything. But this is where Samantha's story really begins. She didn't open another trade the next day or the next week. Instead, she stopped. She paused. She reflected. She looked in the mirror and admitted that she wasn't unlucky. She was unprepared. "I had no system," she said. "I wasn't managing risk. I was just winging it." So for the next 3 months, Samantha did something rare in the trading world. She studied her own failure. She read books like Trading in the Zone and The Daily Trading Coach. She went back through all her trades and wrote down every decision, every emotion. She started a trading journal. She realized the same patterns kept showing up. Impulsive trades during midday boredom. Revenge trading. No risk controls. No process. And slowly, she began building a new plan. Let's break down what she learned, because this is where the gold is. Lesson one, risk management is everything. Samantha said, "I used to think trading was about being right. Now I know it's about surviving." She now risks no more than 1% of her account on a single trade. She uses stop loss orders every time. She sets her max daily loss ahead of time and sticks to it. If you're trading without defined risk, you're not really trading. You're gambling. Lesson two, journaling every trade changed everything. Samantha journals every trade. Setup, entry, exit, her emotions, and the result. "I saw that 80% of my losses came from two types of trades, boredom and revenge," she said. By logging and reviewing her trades, she developed self-awareness. Her journal became her accountability partner. Lesson three, simple is profitable. She used to chase everything. Every hot ticker, every breakout, every option spike. Now, she trades two setups, only during specific hours. That's it. It's boring, she told me, and that's exactly why it works. Lesson 4. Use a trading platform that supports you. During her rebuild, Samantha switched platforms. I needed something fast, clean, and focused, no lag, no fluff. I needed clarity. She now uses Crystal Ball Markets, a user-friendly trading platform designed for serious traders who want speed and control without the noise. If your platform is frustrating you, slowing you down, or making you doubt yourself, make the switch. Don't let your tools be the reason you fail. Lesson 5. Learn from real traders, not social media hype. Samantha started listening to real, grounded voices in trading, like the one you're listening to now. She found Crystal Ball Markets podcast and told me it was a game changer. It wasn't hyped up calls or moonshots. It was honest conversations with traders who had made mistakes and learned from them. That's what we aim to bring you here, too. Real life trading experiences that help you grow. So where is Samantha now? She's trading again, but very differently. She's working with a $20,000 account. She makes about $1,500 to $2,000 a month consistently. No more YWLO plays. No more revenge trades. Just clean execution, defined risk, and strict discipline. She's also helping women in investing, a group that's still vastly underrepresented in trading spaces. She runs a private Discord where she mentors female traders, helps them build confidence, and shares the hard truths most people won't talk about. And maybe the most powerful part of this whole story is this. When I asked Samantha if she could go back and undo the $40,000 loss, she paused. Then she said, "Honestly, no. That failure taught me everything I know. That was my tuition. Let that sink in. She didn't just lose money. She paid for knowledge. She built resilience. She earned wisdom. And now she's back, smarter, steadier, and more grounded. Let me wrap this up with a few takeaways. Risk management is not optional. Cap your losses, size your positions, set your stops. Journaling is your secret weapon. Track everything and learn from your patterns. Boring is beautiful. Simplicity breeds consistency. The right tools matter. Check out Crystal Ball Markets for a platform built to support your success. Keep learning from real traders. Subscribe to Crystal Ball Markets podcast and get real insights, not hype. Thank you for listening to Financial Market Insights for Traders. I'm Sophia. And if this episode hit home for you, do me a favor. Subscribe, share it with a friend, and leave a review. Because behind every loss, there's a lesson. Behind every mistake, there's a story. And behind every comeback, there's a trader who refused to quit. Until next time, trade smart, manage your risk, and stay grounded.